Time now for your comments. Jesse Silverglade of Miami heard yesterday's rundown of mid-season television replacement shows. Dragnet, Star Search, and Battle of the Network Stars are reincarnated this year. Silverglade says the list omitted one important show that's both a retread and a reality program that should hit CNN in February, Gulf War II. Morning Edition has broadcast several stories about SUVs. One by Mandalit Del Barco described pundit Arianna Huffington's ad campaign charging that SUV drivers support terrorism because they drive gas-guzzling vehicles. That got Joe Greenberg of Houston wondering about Huffington's home. How many square feet is it? How is it heated? He reminds her that the oil that heats homes is sold by pernicious oil company executives to terrorist states. Greenberg adds he hopes Huffington owns a two-bedroom, one-bath abode. Commentator Charles Eisendrath said that boats get fewer miles a gallon than SUVs, and no one complains about them. Mike Margino of Lakewood, Colorado, replies, "In the parking lot out my window, I see seven SUVs. I don't see any boats." Finally, Eric Weiner's story on North and South Korean objections to the most recent James Bond movie gave Jeff Rogers of St. Louis an idea to end the standoff with the North. He writes, "Forget diplomacy, forego sanctions, do away with military action. Just threaten them with more racist, mindless, exploitative Hollywood junk. That's one arms race the United States can never lose." Send your comments to morning@npr.org. Please say where you live and how to pronounce your name.